So the sugya of atah b'shvil sheyizke chaverecha, and we saw different approaches in the Rishonim, most of them brought over here in Tosfos, as to what are the parameters of this principle, chatah b'shvil sheyizke chaverecha. Do we take a more minimalist approach, that we never say chatah b'shvil sheyizke chaverecha unless you're the one who brought it about? That was the beginning of Tosos. The whole issue of the Am Haaretz in terms of the Teva came about because of this gift of the Chaver, and therefore he has a responsibility that he shouldn't be the cause of someone else's Avera. Or do we take a more maximalist approach that generally this stems from a person's natural or halachic concern for another individual, unless that other individual was posheya? And then we had also the option, well, maybe you could say that even if you take a minimalist approach, but there are exceptions to the rule, like a concept of mitzvah rabbah, that would be an exception to the rule. And then the question, of course, is how do you define mitzvah rabbah? And we saw that within Tosfos we're talking about something that would be parallel to the Mishnah of Tikkun HaOlam, that somehow you're trying to do good for the klal, not just for an individual, but for klal Yisrael, and that would bring about this chatah kedei sheyizke chaverecha. And then we dealt with the issues as to whether when we have halachic frameworks like asei docha lo tase, asei sheyesh bakares docha, asei sheein bakares, or ein shvus b'mikdash, whether Chazal had to take into account in these areas also the principle of chatah kedei sheyizke chaverecha or not. Was this sort of built into the system or was it not built into the system? Do they really belong in this sugya at all? And then we dealt with the question, which left two questions open, and that is omrim lo is it's mutter for you, or omrim lo is tsei asei. Do we have a kind of hutra or a dechuya in this situation? Do we say that simply there's no aveira at all, so you know it's this is what you should be doing, or you have the right to do it, not so you have to do it? And then if you do it, do you need any kapara? Are you on firm ground? And we pointed out that the question is what sugyas are going to bring in that are parallel to this, or Rav Schechter brought in the concept of Avera Lishma. Is that the same thing? Excuse me?
I don't think we did Rav Schechter, unless I'm... Yes.
I pointed out, I mean, I did it not reading it inside.
You just did it very quickly.
I pointed out that there are a lot of sugyas that deal with issues parallel to this, and the question is, should they be brought in over here as well? Is this part of the same rubric, part of the same framework, that A is doing something for B, and under what circumstances do we allow the chatchila? Do we view it as a bidyevet, etc.? What we were left with was halach lemaisa, which you know is something that we should be involved in to a certain degree. Even if we're learning Torah lishma, just to deal with see the shitas of the Rishonim and trying to find them, etc. But over here, within the world of Hilchos Shabbos, we find that the Mechaber struggles with this area of chatah b'shvil sheyizke chaverecha. There are some things that the Mechaber views as straightforward, and then sometimes the Mechaber comes up against the Machlokas Rishonim, and he wants to deal with it. So we saw the Mechaber in terms of our sugya, that when a person, if a person bein b'shogeg or bein b'mezid, were to be madbik a pat to a tanur, so the Mechaber says that individual has the right to remove the pat so that he himself should not be chayav a korban chatos, or he himself should not be chas v'shalom chayav skila kares, etc. He would be allowed to do that, even though redia is an iser on a certain plane. But it's an aveira kala compared to the other alternative. The diuk being, no one else would be allowed to do it. And over there, the Beis Yosef, and quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, explains that there you're dealing with someone who was Poshea. Even if he was Shogeg, Pshia also, not like we saw in the Rambam, Pshia also involves a degree of Pshia. I'm sorry, Shogeg also involves a degree of Pshia. And so the moment that we have the Poshea, we don't say, Ein omrim l'adam chatoa b'shvil sh'yizkach aveirecha. What if there is no Pshia? What if there was no Pshia? So we have such a case of a person who was ne'enat, who was being forced to be Mechalal Shabbos, in Shin Kaf Chet. And over there the Machaber says, well, even though there's no Pshia on his part, but you're not allowed to be Mechalal Shabbos is something very serious. You just can't be Mechalal Shabbos to save someone else from an Aveira, even if there is no Pshia. But then the Machaber deals with the situation of the daughter who was kidnapped. Is the father allowed on Shabbos to run after those who kidnapped his daughter, hopefully to be able to turn the situation around? And over there, the Beis Yosef quotes a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rashba says, as difficult as it is, view it if you want to call it as an akeda of your daughter, there's a halachic system, and the halachic system says that you are currently in the world of keeping Shabbos, and even though by running after your daughter you would be able hopefully to prevent her from doing averos in the future, but there's no heter. This was not situation was not brought about because of you. Certainly your daughter is not involved in any pshia, but it's a tragic situation. Sometimes halacha brings about tragic situations. It's not, in other words, that there's a framework, there's a value system. And we value Shabbos, a person's Mechalal Shabbos, Gilo Veda Vodazara. And the Rashba doesn't permit it. But the Beis Yosef says, however, I learned this Tosus over here on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and from this Tosus on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, it appears that it is permitted. A, there is no Pshia on the part of the girl. But that's not enough, the fact that there is no Pshia. Because there was no Pshia also in Siman Shin Kaf Chet. But Becholzot to the Beis Yosef, I'm going to allow it. The question is, why did the Beis Yosef allow it? Why did he allow the father to go run save his daughter when he wouldn't allow one Jew to go save another Jew from an act of Chilul Shabbos? So here we have a Machokas HaMefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch. What is involved? Let's take the Gra, because the Gra, the Chora, you know, where it likes to fit things, the Gra had the brilliance of being totally as creative as anyone who was ever creative, but he liked to fit things into frameworks that were pre-existing. He liked to show how everything is a Gemara, everything is a Rishon. In other words, Masha Haya Hu Sheyihya, it's all interconnected. So what did the Gra say? What was the heter of saving the daughter? A, there was no Pshia, right? We're taking that approach, okay? But that's not enough.
Mitzvah
Rabbah, as opposed to the individual who's going to be Mechalal Shabbos once. You can't be Mechalal Shabbos to save an individual that they're forcing to be Mechalal Shabbos. That's there. We don't say Chatak Kadesh Yiske Chavercha, but we have the precedent of being Meshachrer, the Eved Kenaani, who's the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, for a Mitzvah Rabbah. This is the equivalent of Mitzvah Rabbah, that a girl may convert, that she may lose her entire connection to Klal Yisrael. Masha ein kein kahai gavna lahavia leklal Yisrael, lahavia leklal Yisrael. So he quotes the Tosfos, and you know where it's. I'm sorry, he quotes the Rashba, who says lo sharinan unless it's al yado. But we don't pass it like that. So it's the beginning of Tosfos. But Tosfos in his end speaks about mitzvah rabba. And so when we have a lack of pshia on the part of the girl, and b, we have over here, it's a mitzvah rabba that she should remain Jewish, that's the heter chata, that the Jew is even allowed to be mechalal Shabbos, midoraisa, to go outside of the tchum on a doraisa plane, yud beis mil, he'd be allowed to do that in order to save his daughter. That's the approach of the girl. However, let's say that this girl was flirting with the goy, and they arranged together that she's going to elope with him, right? That she's going to Rapunzel, let down your hair, whatever, you know, she's going to go out the window, and then the father hears about it. So then, according to the girl, what can we do? You know, it doesn't fit in to the heter. The heter starts off, firstly, there has to be no pshia. Then on top of that, you need the mitzvah rabba. However, if you look in the Taz doesn't use that terminology. What top terminology does the Taz use? The Taz points out, shiny hacha, shirotzim lahamira, v'tisha'er mumeret la'olam acharkach, v'zeh hechriya d'yeshel hatzila b'chilol Shabbos, d'zeh odif mipikuach nefesh. That we know that physical pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, and nothing to do with this Tosfos. Physical pikuach nefesh, halavai shir yechal Shabbos, achas v'chule, physical pikuach, chai bohem, whatever drasha you want to bring, physical pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. Even suffic physical pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. So there's also a concept of spiritual pikuach nefesh. This isn't a din of mitzvah rabbah. This is a pikuach nefesh. My nafkamina, that even if she's poshat, like in the world of pikuach nefesh, physical pikuach nefesh, let's say a person was posheya, he walked outside and he caught pneumonia in the middle of the wind, he caught pneumonia. So he said, oh, I'm not going to help him on Shabbos. He did it to himself. No, my nafkamina, he did it to himself. Currently he's in a state of pikuach nefesh. So if you have a girl who has these dreams of becoming a princess but to some goy, okay, so she's poshat, but we have to save her. We have to save her even if she got herself into this situation, that chas v'shalom, that she shouldn't live like a goyer. That's pikuach nefesh. That's the terminology. You know, this is not based on our Tosfos. This is a world of pikuach nefesh. The Rav said in the name of his father that Reb Chaim viewed that halacha as a halacha of spiritual pikuach nefesh. A spiritual pikuach nefesh. We're machalal everything, just like for physical pikuach nefesh. Rav Moshe, yes?
In a case where a person is kidnapped, isn't it by definition, I don't know if this is modern thinking, isn't by definition a case of something physical pikuach nefesh also?
Let's assume that she was kidnapped out of love. She was kidnapped because someone fell in love with her and wanted, that he's not interested in killing her.
By definition, when a person kidnaps another person, it means they're willing to play with another person's life.
Yes and no. In other words, it depends what kind of kidnapping you're thinking of. In America, maybe yes, but when the Somali kidnap, they want money. You know, which this is merchandise. They don't want to harm the merchandise. It's one of the svaras that maybe they wouldn't rape her because they don't want to harm the merchandise. They want to, you know, if it's that case, then if it's physical, we have something to talk about. We're dealing with the case. The issue is shetehimu meret la'olam. We're going to lose her to the Jewish people. What's fascinating is even this concept of spiritual pikuach nefesh so resonates with us. You know, certainly, that's, we speak about the America, assimilation. It's spiritual pikuach nefesh, whatever we can do. But yitachem, but the Rishonim and the Gra didn't use that terminology. Namely, they spoke about mitzvos. There's mitzvah rabba, there's mitzvah zuta, v'chulei. Pikuach, in other words, keeping to any mitzvah is very, very important, but they don't bring in this concept of spiritual pikuach nefesh. And again, with the nafkamina being pshia, yitachen also a nafkamina. That's so far so good. The Rav Moshe, however, deals on a totally different plane. Rav Moshe brings in the fact that the case that the Shulchan Aruch speaks about is a case of a father and a daughter. And so Rav Moshe says, "V'nira d'ha d'makshe hamagen avram meha dein omrim l'adam chata k'dei shi'iska chavercha," that it has to fit into the framework. And we saw in Siman Shin Kafchet that we're not machalal Shabbos to save someone else who wants to go to machalal Shabbos. Hu rak l'inyan ish acher avol d'ha'av hu din atzmo shemechuyav mikol shekein. The Rav Moshe understood over here that since the Gemara in Kedushin says that a father is mechuyav to see that his daughter marry properly, lahasio lebito. So what does it mean to marry properly? To marry properly means to have a good Jewish home. So how is she going to have a good Jewish home in the house in the castle of this goy? So vaday mechuyav lirot shetia ishak shera ladas Yisrael. The first stage of having a good Jewish home is being Jewish. The first stage is key of mitzvos. And so over here we have this, in other words, that Rav Moshe is saying, firstly, even if she is poshat, so even if you have a girl who's off the derech, we don't have a chiyuv for her to have a good Jewish home. In other words, the poshatu af bebito ketana, that even though there are those who have a suffix, this is applied also to a ketana who isn't even chayav in mitzvos, That's when you're dealing with chatok kadei sheyizke chavercha. That's when you're dealing with the world of mitzvah rabbah. Then you could speak about, is this person chayev in mitzvahs, not chayev in mitzvahs, like by the Eved. He's chayev in pru revu and he can't be mekayev in pru revu. Here we're dealing with a girl who's not chayev in anything. So you don't have to come on and say, oh, but if she's taken now, later on when she grows up, she's going to have a problem. Moshe says, no, this is a chiyuv of a father to a daughter. A chiyuv of a father to a daughter is irrelevant if she's a gedola or a ketana. Mama shapela. In other words, that Rav Moshe seems to say that had this not been a father, then yitachein, that the Rashba would be correct. We have a problem of chatok kedei sheyizke chavercha.
Moshe is also going on the line of because the Shulchan, he has to save his daughter.
But it's only by, in other words, but
only
this
by, is, because of the father, as if it's almost himself. So really, the father is saving himself.
Okay,
but why is he saving himself? Because of pikuach nefesh ruchani.
Fine, but if it was his niece and not his daughter,
he was only on the father, it's not himself.
So that's not the, you know, pikuach nefesh. When we speak of pikuach nefesh ruchani, classically, in other words, we're speaking about to any Jew, we have the chiyuv of pikuach nefesh ruchani. Okay, and just pointing out, so we have over here then these three shitos. According to Rav Moshe, irrelevant if she's poshat, irrelevant if she's the ketana. According to the Taz, also pashtus, irrelevant if she's poshat, irrelevant if she's a ketana. According to the Gra, yitachain, that it's dafka if she's not poshat. And the ketana is a question. You know, how, when we speak about that taking her out of Klal Yisrael, do we think about Bashir Husham, where she currently is, or do we have a broader picture in terms of where she's going to end up? Again, most of the world would probably go in the direction of the Pikuach Nefesh Ruchani, but it's very interesting that, again, the Rishonim didn't use that terminology. That's terminology we find in the Taz. We don't find it in the Rishonim. Okay, then I ask you to look in Siman Tuf Resh Nun Hei. Siman Tuf Resh Nun Hei is dealing with a situation of someone who is living in an area where he doesn't have Arba Minim, and the background of the question is that can that person himself ask a goy to go Michutz L'Tchum to get Arba Minim for him? And the Shulchan Aruch over there, Paskins, yeah, he can. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because asking a goy is a shvus. Going out of the tchum is a shvus. So we have a shvus de shvus. I want to be mekayin in the mitzvah arba minim. A shvus de shvus makom mitzvah. That's the heter over here for an individual to ask a goy to bring him arba minim. Then we move over to what's brought in the end of the Mishnah Berurah. What if someone wants to be mezakeh his friend? Can party A ask a goy to go mechutz l'tchum to carry Arba Minim to party B? Can party A ask him to go to, out of, you know, it's that to do a shvus to shvus makom mitzvah, so that he, not that I should be mekayim mitzvah, that my chaver should be mekayim a mitzvah. So the Gra quotes, I mean, sorry, so the Mishnah Berurah says, v'yim ein lo chavero lulav v'uchutz l'tchum, im ein lo maos l'knot l'atzmo, mutar l'ze l'shalcho. If there's no pshia on the part of that individual, let's say he's in prison, he can't get out of prison. So I want to send a goy to, you know, it's to this prison to give him the arba minim. I can do that. Aval im yesh biyecholto liknot, but he's not in prison. He's in Tel Aviv, and he just doesn't spend money. But I want to be mezakeh him. I want to be mezakeh him with the mitzvah of arba minim. Yesh biyecholto liknot upasha. So the Shar HaTzion quotes that this is the Magen Avraham v'Chayei Adam. The Magen Avraham v'Chayei Adam say, what's the question over here? Whether A can send a goy with a shvus to shvus to give someone else Arba Minim when that person could have gotten on his own but just didn't have the cheshek? So that person is a posheya. By my asking the goy to go, this is a shvus to shvus. I'm getting involved in Chilul Shabbos. So we don't tell someone chata bishvil sheyizke chavercha when that person is a posheya. The Mishnah Berurah raises his eyebrows and says, what are the Magen Avraham and the Chayei Adam talking about? This is not that sugya. The Eini Yodea, says the Mishnah Berurah in the Shar HaTzion, Ma shayach baze chata. Deha anu mitzuvim midin arvus. Lerot shegam chaveru ben Yisrael yase mitzvah satora. V'yim yachsar lo harehu k'ilu chaser li. Namely, I have to put myself in his shoes. Whatever he could do, I am allowed to do. Since he could have asked a goy to bring him, because of Shusach Mushimach Mitzvah, so I can now ask a goy to do it for him. Namely, this is not our sugya. Our sugya, in other words, we would have asked, what's the principle? What's the source of Chata Kadesh Yiska Chaverecha? We would say, Arvus. One Jew is responsible for another Jew. Mishra says, no, these are Tzvei Dinim. These are two totally different issues. Chata Bishol Shiyiska Chaverecha, that's principle of Gemilas Chesed, V'Haftarecha Kamocha, and that has its limits. Haftarecha Kamocha also has its limits. You know, it has to be a Reacha, it has to be someone who is Imcha B'mitzvos, Amitcha B'chulei, and so we saw a Poshea, no, and you know, it's in, we have rules of Chata Kadesh Yiska Chaverecha Mitzvah Rabbah. Arvus is a different world. Arvus means that he and I are one. That we share a halachic destiny, and therefore, when he didn't do the mitzvah, it's as though I haven't done the mitzvah. Whatever he could do to do his mitzvah, I can do to help him do his mitzvah. So that's a whole din of yotze motzi. I can say a bracha for him, even though I was already yotze that bracha. I can say kiddush for him. I was already yotze kiddush. Why isn't it a bracha levatala for me? Because if he wasn't Yotzei Kiddush, so it's as though something within me wasn't Yotzei Kiddush. So when I'm saying Kiddush, I'm saying not just for him. I'm saying for that piece of me that wasn't Yotzei, I'm saying for that piece of me. I'm allowed to say Kiddush for myself. So since he doesn't have Arba Minim, and he has a heter, a Shvusa, Shvusa, Makom Mitzvah, even if he could buy it, even if Hosea, he has that heter of Shvusta Shvus Makom Mitzvah, so therefore I have that heter of Shvusta Shvus Makom Mitzvah. This is not Chata Kadesh Yiska Chaverecha. This is he and I are one halachic unit. Whatever he can do for himself, I can do for him. Okay, it's a beautiful, beautiful Mishnah Brura, and it takes things, you know, out of our normal perception. When we're learning this Gemara, we say, to what degree do I have arvus to someone else? And that's the wrong terminology. Or if you want to, that's the correct terminology according to the Magen Avraham, according to the Chayyadam. But the Mishnah Brura says, no. Chata b'shol shiyiska chaverecha, that's a principle of yahavtarecha kamocha, of gemilus chasadim. That's a principle that I should try and help my friend as much as I can. Arvus means that he and I are one halachic unit. If he is missing, I'm missing. What he could do to fill in his loss, I can do to fill in his loss. If he could say kiddush to be yotzei the mitzvah, I can say kiddush for him, and it's not a bracha levatala. If he could have a shvus makom mitzvah, I can send the goy shvus makom mitzvah because I'm doing it for that piece of me which is connected to him. Yes.
So what's?
I'm sorry. No. Bakashay
b'shaya. So this aspect of aredus, it seems to be, is it an arbitrary thing, or is it a mitzvah law to prevent someone from doing mitzvahs? I say we don't play aredus. But here that allows them to do mitzvah do apply to the Aravus. That's what he's saying. What's the extent of this Aravus?
The extent of the Aravus is that anything he can do for himself, I can do for him. He can make kiddush for himself, I can make kiddush for him. He can get an arba minim via shvus to shvus makom mitzvah on Shabbos, I can send him arba minim via shvus to shvus makom mitzvah on Shabbos. Totally irrelevant.
Well, we're asking, he can take the bread down himself also, right?
That he can?
He can take the bread, the pass down himself too, right?
What do you mean the pass?
In our case? So he's allowed to take it down himself.
Yes.
So why don't we apply that aspect in this case?
That's exactly what you're pointing out, that the world of Aravus is a world of helping people be Mekayim Mitzvos Asay. 100%. Yeah, 100%. I'm sorry if I wasn't clear. That we're dealing over here in a different world, in a different framework.
Mr. Ross said, there's a man who says that Tchum is derisive. I think they bring that down in the
right.
So according to that, Mr. Borehold, you couldn't do it. Is that the
correct? Then it wouldn't be a shvus to shvus.
Okay. Or
I mean, it depends how far you're taking it, etc.
Some people do hold you can do it. Well, that the goy does it himself, it can then make a shul. Right.
Right. Okay. Yes.
So it just brings down also cases of a say in the realm of chatak and issues with chaverecha, whether it's korban pesah or pur revu. So you see from Tosus that there is the realm of.
Very fine. Okay, in other words,
the Mishnah Berurah, what's the Mishnah Berurah like so surprised? You see there's a concept of, over there there's for sure a rapist and still it's in the realm.
Okay, so you're saying that the Mishnah, in other words, that the Machokas over here is not just between the Mishnah Berurah and Magen Avraham Chayei Adam. The Magen Avraham Chayei Adam are working off of our Tosfos, who doesn't distinguish between Asay and Lo Ta'asa. Correct. You're right. Very good, very good point.
It could be that,
yes?
that maybe the Eved himself wasn't allowed to Mishacher himself. So even though there's always the din of Arvus, the Mishnah Berurah is
on that level.
To say that there's no din of Arvus in Chatah. He's trying to say that Arvus doesn't help.
Doesn't help in the world of Chatah.
Right.
Fine. I hear. Very nice. Okay, this Seder. So Adkan Hakafa Beis. Right? Okay, so this was the Hakafa of Chatah B'Shul Yizkeh Chaverecha. So we have that. In Pasha, generally, we don't say Chata b'shul shiyizke chavercha, except sometimes for mitzvah rabba. We have to define what a mitzvah rabba is. Pikuach nefesh ruchani. And then we have over here also this world of arvus, which may be, according to Mishnah Berurah, a separate world that has its own criteria. And